I'm Lisa DeLay, and you're listening to the Spark My Muse podcast. Today is going to be something a little different. I'm going to sort of give you a lesson in soul school. When I first started podcasting, I thought I would, once a week or twice a week, I would do some sort of monologue or some short little podcast, and then I would intersperse those podcasts with interviews with guests. And what I noticed is that almost everyone I asked if they wanted to come on the show said yes, and I was inundated with a lot of different interview possibilities, and it's been really fun. I've only started in April, but I've gotten a lot of people on the show that have been such a joy. So this wound up making me push back my own individual monologuing into the future a little bit. And so now we have a chance to talk about things and to do sort of a class or a thought experiment that might be fun. And I thought that I would try it out now. So I really would like to hear from you if you enjoy this, or if it can be improved, or some suggestions or questions you have after you hear this episode. And if you don't like these kinds of episodes, just go right ahead and skip over to an interview. So one of the things I wanted to talk about is this idea of self. It's something that we think of not too often, but we'll think of ourselves as a me or a self. And it's so common that we don't even really understand that this is a little bit unusual when you unpack what self is. So one of the things that you can think about is self, when you're describing yourself, is like a scaffolding. And we don't think of it that way. We think that the things we're experiencing are directly happening to us. But we are, in fact, able to refer to ourselves as if there's someone referring to ourselves. And because we can do that, we can realize that the self is actually scaffolding around our true essence. Whatever it is that is our soul or our spirit is underneath all that scaffolding. And little by little, over the years, we add to the scaffolding and we think we know ourselves better. But essentially, self is thought patterns that are repeated so often we attach them to our very essence. Falsely, we attach them. And when you think about it, when do you feel a loss of self in a good way? It might be when you're with friends and you're having a fantastic conversation. You don't think of yourself at all. You're just in the moment. Or you might be in the moment as you're creating something, writing, playing an instrument, listening to music, taking a walk, maybe in prayer, meditation, or worship. You'll forget about yourself because you're connected. And the self is a thing that works to separate us. It's a thought pattern that differentiates us from someone else or allows us to feel a kind of, well, self-gratification or some sort of differentiation. I'm this way, you're that way. And it's a false separation because what we're really referring to is our scaffolding. We're not really referring to what is the same about us, what is the essence of us. And the essence really goes back to source. We're talking about source. You can call that God, you can call that life force, whatever it is, this consciousness and this eternal part of us, most of us recognize is something beyond mechanics and accidents and just random chances. That consciousness seems to be something very much more. And our ability to think of consciousness and understand it and even hold it away from ourselves is part of this unique thing of being human. And so as you're thinking of self and you're thinking of who you are, just try to imagine the next time you get a confrontation with yourself or your ego, or you have this egoic episode, which is going to happen like 500 times a day. It's going to be when you're offended by something, or you feel like your rights are violated, or you feel like you're different, better, or worse than someone else. Anytime any of that comparing goes on, remember that it's the scaffolding that's at play, not who you actually really are. your personality flavors the scaffolding. Your personality flavors what is essentially your soul. But how we think of ourself is this added thing. Even our feelings and thoughts, we can own them and integrate them into our lives, into our souls, if you will. But even our emotions, our feelings, and our thoughts are also part of our mind and our thought patterns. They're also something that is separated, essentially, from who we really are. And so when you say me or I, or you say you instead of we, those are all things that build up this scaffolding and these beliefs and thought patterns that are so integrated and they are so past our noticing and under our radar that we don't see them as constructs. So if you get into a situation where you're offended or you find yourself getting yanked out into just reactionary behavior, try to remind yourself that you are having an egoic construct. You are experiencing an egoic construct or a scaffolding that is not really you, but built around who you really are. Essentially, over the years, we sort of add to this scaffolding like you might add ornaments to a Christmas tree. But you wouldn't go as far as to say that that tree is actually made up of the ornaments. And sometimes we do that. You might notice in children how very young children have no sense of self yet. They haven't been told who they are, and they haven't decided for themselves yet. They're just living in their world, they're experiencing it, and it's full of wonder. It's full of joy or sorrow, but the essence of them is really coming out. And slowly that dissipates as children differentiate themselves from the world and from their parents and from just experiencing it. And they begin to add to the scaffolding too. Here's an encouragement for you. Try to understand this week or this month that your thoughts and your beliefs aren't the actual real you. The real you is sourced in God. And I think that that is why Jesus says that he stands at the door of our heart and knocks. It's not that Jesus is actually standing anywhere and knocking on anything. It's a metaphor, of course, for the spiritual communion that happens when we allow ourselves to realize that we are spirit and we are joined with our Father, Spirit. In those times that we do that, we feel a deep well of contentment and quiet, and we are centered on the only real thing, the only truly real thing. And that can really work to settle us down. Now, if you're interested in learning more about this, because I have so much more that I can share about it, I hope you'll let me know. You can contact me at sparkmymuse.com using the contact tab, or you can just send me an email message at contact@sparkmymuse.com. And I'd love to hear what you think about this episode or this topic. I'm going to release another one of these in the next day or so, so keep looking around for it, and I wish you blessings.